They're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You know, maybe they should see a doctor about those tails. It's Sunday Brunch with Jamie West and Tracy Lynn on AM 900 CHML.
The show rolls on, and it's time for the Just Ask Bob Show Radio Edition with Bobby Asadori and the Triple R Renovations and the Just Ask Bob Show on Cable 14. His stuff's all over the internet, and you better look for it, too. Before you hire any contractors, before you do any renovations, get yourself educated. Bobby Asadori, and welcome back to Sunday Brunch.
Thank you. Good morning, Tracy and Jamie.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here, Bobby. Now, we're going to talk today about roofing. And what I know about roofing is very little, other than I've heard other contractors, and you'll certainly straighten me out on this, and Tracy, I've heard that roofers are considered like the lowlifes of all of the subcontractors out there. Of all the trades, roofers are the lowest of the low. Is that true?
Well, it's perception, guys. It's perception. I mean, and it's sad to say, but to give you an example, I've been in this now 14 years as a contractor, as Triple R. Before that, 18 to 20 years experience. And, you know, on the average, the roofing contractors, I've met many of them, many. They don't stay in business too long. I mean, it's a difficult, difficult trade to be in. 1 year, they're out of business. 6 months, they're out of business. Hamilton, you can count on one hand how many roofing firms have been around for a decade or two. So it's a very difficult business to be in. And again, they're in the media most often taking deposits. One fellow was arrested about 4 years ago. I was on the news discussing it. He was taking deposits for roofs, but he was crafty. He would leave a skid of shingles on the driveway. That made the difference between criminal and civil. So again, a lot of it's perception. I don't want to paint them all with a broad brush, but certainly Hamiltonians have to beware. There is a licensing. The Hamilton Master Building Repair 100% covers roofing. So if your roofer doesn't have the Hamilton Master Building Repair license, forget about it. Move on.
Okay, what other credentials should we be looking for? Because there are a lot of good companies out there as well.
Oh, no, there are. I mean, length of business matters. I mean, it really matters. See, here's the difficult part, and I went through this. You know, everybody wants a guy that's been at it 10, 20, 30 years. But what happens to the people starting out? You know, I started out 14 years ago, and people were hard on me, and rightly so. You know, when they found out I was just starting out, or I'd only been in business 6 months, 8 months, you know, it was difficult. So I don't want to hurt the people just starting out, but you have to go through it. So, I mean, again, having a long duration of business helps. A website, you know, some legitimacy, Better Business Bureau, a good rating, looking that your roofer or your contractor is invested in the community. Chamber memberships help, mm-hmm. A membership with the Hamilton Chamber of Commerce, Stony Creek Chamber of Commerce, City Master Building Repair License, and then the last one, the most important, references. And I'm not just talking about two or three. Anyone can phony up and pony you up two or three phony references. We're looking for at least a dozen. Call them. Go visit the property. Ask the homeowner, were you completely satisfied even with the cleanup? So look up at the roof. Do the ends look square? Do they look straight? Are the shingles installed properly?
Now, what about warranties? Because if there is a high turnover of in business and not in business, what do we do about warranties when it comes to that?
Well, warranty's interesting. Usually it's not worth much more than the paper it's written on, so you have to be so careful about warranty. Be careful with contractors that offer lifetime warranties. I've seen that everywhere. Even be careful of the 20, 30, 15-year warranty. I mean, typically, most reputable firms offer 1 to 2 years workmanship warranty, but then the devil's in the details. For example, right off of my contracts, it states, where warranty is transferable, we will honor it. So, for example, the shingle manufacturers, they know me. The plumbing manufacturers from Owen, they know me and they love me. So two examples. If I'm installing your roofing shingle, you might see right on the package, 30-year limited warranty. Because they know me, I can then transfer the manufacturer's warranty to the homeowner. Perfect example most people understand even better is the faucets. You go to all the big box stores, you see the Moen faucets, lifetime warranty. Depends on who's installing it. Moen knows me, they respect me. I install your warranty for the first year, parts, labor, everything. 15 years later, there's a problem with that faucet. Parts, no charge, because the faucet's lifetime, I'll show up with the cartridge, but I will have to charge you a small labor fee for the install.
Right.
So the roofs are similar, so you have to ask a lot of questions.
All right, Bobby, let's talk about roofing materials, because like everything out there today, you know, technology is affecting everything, including all forms of building materials. And I know as we roll along here, we're going to talk about a number of different things over the weeks and months and years ahead here. But talk about technology and how it's affected or not really affected roofing building materials and what we need to know, because there's quite a difference, isn't there? Between one shingle is not the same as the next, and you've got these other roofs that are made out of metal and other materials. Talk a little bit about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Components have to fit and work together. I want everyone in Hamilton to have a watertight roof. Now, speaking of watertight, shingled roofs are not waterproof. You know, this will surprise many people. You know, you look at a mall, that's a flat roof. That's torched on. That is designed with the intent of being waterproof. Shingled roofs are not waterproof. It's a series of umbrellas. You know, one way to Right. look at it is a layer of umbrellas overlapping each other to shed the water off. Now, that will not create a waterproof roof. Technology advancements are here, but they're not being used. That's what's sad. We can almost flip this to the Ontario Minimum Building Code. They have to set the bar somewhere, supposedly, to make homes affordable. I mean, they're not quite affordable if you've seen the real estate market, the hot market we're in.
Right.
Let's look at the critical components. Forget about the shingles for a moment. We'll jump into that in a moment.
Yeah.
Drip edge, a piece of metal, very simple piece of metal. It hangs over the edge as a drip. It creates, it helps the water drip over the edge. This is not used in about 90% of roofs in Hamilton. And absolutely no new homes being made, at least recently, have drip edge on them. You're looking at less than $100 to put it on a roof. It's just not put on unless the homeowner specifically requests it.
Wow.
It's not mandated in the building code.
And it's interesting. We'll come back to the materials discussion in a second. But, you know, you referenced the Ontario Minimum Building Code. See, I like how you say that, the Ontario Minimum Building Code, not the Ontario Building Code, because it is just a minimum. And as you've pointed out on many programs before, you know what? It's pretty flimsy.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, a roof a homeowner may not tackle themselves, but what I throw out on every single show on Cable 14 is I talk about when you're cutting the crooked overcharging contractor out of the equation, you can now save, reinvest, and create yourself the maximum building code. It's the labor that kills you guys. It's the labor.
Yeah.
So all you DIYers out there, anything you're doing to yourselves, to your home, reinvest. Go to the maximum.
Yeah.
But we're talking about labor and all, $200 to $300 yeah. extra on a grand roof to have drip edge, but the drip edge protects the water from getting in your attic.
Okay, now what about different shingles? You know, the 10-year shingle, 20-year shingle, 30-year shingle. Well, you know, what's that all about? What should we be going for? What should
we
be deciding on?
Well, it depends on your budget. I mean, one thing I make clear to all homeowners when they call me in for an estimate, I'll give you various quotes. Always push your contractor to quote on, you know, a 15, a 20, a 30-year shingle. Give you the quotes because the labor does not change.
Right.
The cost of the material. So invest in yourself, invest in your home, in your resale value to spend the most you can spend according to your own budget as a homeowner. Now, again, even under the shingles, we're talking about ice and water shield. People's edges of the roofs rot out because the water freezes in the eavesdrop, backs up, gets under the wood deck, gets in the attic, gets in the kitchen, basement, or bathroom, or bedroom upstairs. So you must have the ice and water shield. Final item, deck protection. Tar paper, or even better, a deck shield, which are membranes that go over the entire wooden roof deck. Whether you're old school Hamilton with roof boards or plywood, or cross your fingers and hope you don't have oriented strand board, which is a cheap version of plywood that you can spit on and it'll swell. So the shingle's the last and final item, but this is education. I love a homeowner that's educated. They'll call me, I'll come in, they'll say, Bob, we want a quote with and without ice and water shield, with and without tar paper and drip edge. Lay it all out for us, Bob. Make us our judge, jury, and executioner of our own project.
You know what?
Wow.
You are the man, Bob Asadorian.
Judge, jury, and executioner. Every homeowner has to be their own, because then if it doesn't go right, there's a little initial that said, homeowner declined ice and water shield due to budget constraints. And a smart contractor will get those initials because, again, he's laid it all out and the homeowner makes the choice.
All about communication. Bob, how do people get a hold of you?
I am the easiest one to assess, 289-649-0196, or find me on the web, www.justaskbob.com. Another fellow that's just as easy to access, our sponsor, a shout-out to our favorite electrician, John Tenbrink of JMT Electrical, the most honest and respected in the business. Calling him for all your home and commercial needs. You can find him on our website.
Excellent. Bob Assadorian from Triple R Renovations and the Just Ask Bob Show on Cable 14. Thanks for this. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you. Thank you, Hamilton. Enjoy the weekend.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. The Just Ask Bob Show radio edition. And you'll be able to find those on our webpage at 900CHML.com as we roll along. And this show continues to do that right here on AM 900 CHML.